When a bike messenger shows up at your door with that final signed document you've been anxiously anticipating, the guy or gal is a hero. Now, when a bike messenger nearly wipes you out by buzzing by you and screams at you in the process, that guy or gal, not your best friend. But bike messengers face a bigger problem than your wrath. It seems to be email. And according to a recent article in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, there are fewer face-to-face deliveries going on in that particular city. It reports in the past 10 years, the number of messengers has declined by about 50%. The piece also quotes an Economist article that says New York has seen a drop off as well. It's a story we ripped off from the headlines of the Seattle paper. But we're going to add this little bit of information. We did a little digging ourselves. The news might not be so grim for the 134,000 cycle couriers out there. According to the Bureau of Labor's website, while, quote, electronic transmission of many documents, forms, and other materials is replacing items that have been hand-delivered, for items that are unable to be sent electronically, such as blueprints and other oversized materials, securities, and passport, couriers and messengers will still be needed. Messengers like Austin Horse, who's been peddling the streets of New York for the past 3 years, who peddled himself up to Bryant Park and is sitting in our studios. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You rode your bike here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just had to ask. Do you work independently or do you work for a company?
I work for a company. That's more the norm, though maybe as people get more experience and pick up their own clients, they can work independently. And then there's also something called independent contractor status, which you have at some companies.
Get a little closer to the mic. Or don't break it, hon. So can you give us an idea of your average day? How many deliveries do you make?
A good day is 30. You know, I think most guys are pretty happy if they do that. But it's also not so much about how many deliveries you make, about how much they're worth. Some deliveries are worth, more money is charged to the client if we have to go further, if it's heavier, if it's a rush. So if you do a bunch of stuff like that, then it's going to be, then you'll make more money than if you do a bunch of just cheap runs.
So if you look at your docket and you see like, wow, I have to go from Battery Park all the way up to, let's say, Bronx.
You put on your super special
shoes. That's
pretty
good, right? That's a decent ride.
That's unusual for a biker to get. A walker would probably get that because they could just hop on the train.
Oh, explain what a walker is.
So there aren't just bikers that are used by courier companies in the city. They also have guys who take the buses and trains, and they're called walkers. Hmm. And then there's also van drivers for stuff that's too big to go with a walker or a bike.
So when I see you, say I'm later on today and I see you whizzing by me on your bike, and you've got your messenger bag, which a lot of us just carry for fashion, but you carry it for real. What kind of things have you been carrying around?
It depends. A lot of CDs and DVDs, stuff that I guess it loses its quality when it goes over the internet. Mm-hmm. So that, hard drives I've carried, payroll, clothing, all sorts of random stuff that just people like have to get over there.
When you're carrying something like payroll, did you carry the payroll for The Sopranos, or is that just a rumor?
Yeah, it's true.
For real?
Did you ever want to look at James Gandolfini's check?
No, we don't do that, you know.
Have you ever been nervous because you've been carrying something that's quite valuable?
Not particularly. Maybe mm-hmm. something that's fragile that I'm worried about. So, yeah, like art stuff. There's documents like get printed, mm-hmm. you know, printing companies. And if you crease that, then that's bad. And then, you know, the packages say, like, do not crease. So I worry about that. Or getting a package wet, like on a rainy day.
Now, I got to imagine safety is a big issue. Sometimes if I'm driving in the city or if I'm walking in New York, and some of these guys get dodging through and in and out of traffic. First of all, do you do that kind of stuff, honestly?
If it feels safe.
If it feels, what does that mean?
Just from experience, you know, you sort of get an idea of But you know, the velocities of things, their trajectories, and maybe you get comfortable with navigating through that. So, yeah, coming down Fifth Avenue, I'll be right amongst the cars as they come down, and I'm comfortable with that. I won't be, like, on the left side waiting for them all to go past.
Have you ever been hit?
I've been hit a few times, but nothing serious, luckily. But it does happen. Like, a guy I know got hit yesterday, and I hear he's in Bellevue, so...
Hope he gets better.
Yeah, Eddie Wonka, I hope you feel better.
Feel better, Eddie. Have you ever hit anybody?
A pedestrian?
Yeah.
It happens. People...
it happens.
what's actually really common, and if, you know, pedestrian listeners are out there, what they should pay attention to, be really careful when you're crossing mid-block between, like, vans, because when you pop out mm-hmm. from that, it's pretty hard to stop, unexpectedly. That's, like, the most common time that people will pedestrians will get hit when they're just not paying attention and they step out and the biker's not expecting them. Really, it's actually random things like that that mm-hmm. are the biggest hazard as far as that. So cars doing random things like illegal U-turns that get pulled, stuff like that, or car doors. Car doors are another big hazard.
I've seen that happen. That's ugly.
Not pretty.
Now, have you ever seen a messenger get ticketed by police for the way you were riding?
I've seen it happen, yeah. The way that we've been riding? That's arguable because it's not really – it's hard for the cops to actually stop a riding messenger. Mm. Someone who's, like, on a bike going away from them. They just don't do it. But what they do is they target people who are stopped at red lights. And so I have seen the cops, like, just make up tickets for people who are at red lights.
For something they saw five blocks back or something?
No, just something that they made up on the spot.
So says Austin. Doesn't know that for sure. He's like, yes, I do.
There are laws that don't – like there's a law in New York State you have to stay to the right side of the road. But it doesn't apply to New York City. New York City is different. So cops will write tickets for that. Or they'll write a ticket saying that you have to ride in the bike lane when actually the bike lane law is written so that cars aren't supposed to be in the bike lane.
Do you have
it's
to
just
learn...
interpreted as bikes have to be in the bike lane by the cops when it's convenient to them.
Do you have to learn all of these different laws or did you choose to learn all these different laws, bike laws?
Bikes basically have to follow traffic laws, mm-hmm. so you're pretty much set if you follow if you know to follow traffic laws.
Now, you heard the top of our story. Out in Seattle, they're having a problem with bike messengers. I mean, it's a big internet town, and people are sending their documents via email. Do you think there's still a future in bike messengering? Have you seen any sort of slack off? Do you guys talk about this all at all?
It's always a concern. You know, you think, how much money did I make this week as compared to the same time last week? It could be getting worse. It's hard to say. If it is getting worse, maybe there are less people in it, and then you just don't realize mm-hmm. that, or they move on to other things. In New York particularly, though, we have so many other types of business here.
Yeah.
So there's all the clothing, big clothing companies. There's so much stuff that the internet doesn't really affect us because we carry things beyond what you can send via email.
Austin Horace, New York City bike messenger, thanks for taking the time. Please be safe. When you go out there,
Thank you.
Be safe. Keep your head down.
Yeah, look both ways, you guys.
Wear your helmet. Do you wear your helmet?
It's actually law in New York City for working cyclists to wear a helmet.
There you go.
I was rescued by a bike messenger once. Really? I had a really bad flat up underneath the George Washington Bridge, pulled over, fixed my bike for me. I tried to get his name, like send him a gift certificate or something. No, he said, hey, glad I could help you off. Rode on down the street.
The culture of the bike messenger. Good people.
Bye, Austin.
Thank you. Take care.